Sing 2 is the follow-up to the 2016 hit animated movie Sing, about a group of singing animals voiced by some famous celebrities. This time, the troupe lands a gig by promising to enlist a reclusive superstar lion named Clay Calloway. He's voiced by Bono, the lead singer for U2.
Clay Calloway!
I remember you.
Sing 2 comes to theaters in time for Christmas. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
Like Sing, the sequel includes a menagerie of singing cartoon animals auditioning for a show, this time at a Las Vegas-like venue.
What do you want from me? What do you want from me? What are you wondering? Why do you know? Why are you scared to...
Call me on my cell phone.
Guys, we're on right now.
Now?
Actor Matthew McConaughey returns to lend his voice to Buster Moon, a diminutive koala bear with big dreams for his troupe of crooning critters. That includes a teen porcupine named Ash who likes to rock out. She's played by Scarlett Johansson, who told NPR she's glad Sing 2 is finally in theaters.
Like my daughter, who's 7, I've also been wondering, where is the sequel all these years? You know, it's been, it's a long time in coming. I'm very, very excited.
Johansson sings again in Sing 2. Reese Witherspoon is the singing mama pig, Rosita, and Taron Egerton is back as the soulful gorilla, Johnny. There are some new characters, like Mr. Crystal, a big bad wolf voiced by Bobby Cannavale.
I need big shows, big ideas!
Hey. Letitia Wright voices a street dancing lynx named Nushi.
I knew you were a weirdo!
This time the soundtrack includes Billie Eilish, Halsey, Pharrell Williams, and the Colombian electro cumbia group Bomba Estéreo. So Tori Kelly returns to voice Mina the elephant.
There's so much great music tying all the storylines together and messages like following your dreams and not giving up.
Garth Jennings, who produced music videos for Radiohead and REM, wrote and directed both Sing movies. He says the original idea came from producer Chris Meledandri, who heads the animation company Illumination.
He'd seen my film Son of Rambo. There was a sort of coming-of-age period film with two kids making a sequel to Rambo. I still think it's funny that he thought, oh, that guy could be good for the singing animals thing. But it's a sensibility, I think, a sense of humor and emotional thing that he kind of could see in my work. Joy and wonder and seeing characters put on a show.
That simple let's put on a show premise is what Sing and Sing 2 are all about. Johansson says she found Jennings' sunny disposition endearing.
Garth is extremely nice. And part of that is like he has just a generosity of spirit, and he's kind of a sap, and he sort of like cries at the drop of a hat.
Jennings didn't have to coax singer Bono to play the reluctant rock legend lion Clay Calloway. Bono even offered to write an original song for Sing 2.
You know your song saved my life. I don't sing it just so I can get by. Won't you hear me when I tell you, darling, I sing it to survive.
On the Today Show, Bono talked about working with Jennings to develop the grieving lion's persona.
At first, I thought, can I do it like Jack Nicholson? I was saying to him, you know, I don't like coffee. You know, I was trying to do all that.
Whoa!
And he said, no, you've got to do it like a lion. Find that voice. And eventually, I got that, I suppose I got that kind of growl.
I haven't even heard one of my songs in over 15 years.
Speaking of voices, it's Garth Jennings who plays Miss Crawley, the elderly iguana with a glass eye who's Buster Moon's assistant. In Sing 2, she sheds her frail persona.
You're 2 hours late for rehearsal!
And she speeds off in a Ferrari to find Clay Calloway.
I just have to bring away the shake-up! Why'd you leave the keys up on the table?
You
Your destination is on the right.
On the right, okay.
I remember when I was writing the character, it was sort of inspired by Miss Trixie from the book Confederacy of Dunces. Also, Julie Walters does a character from the Victoria Wood Show. It's a British comedy show. And Julie Walters would come in as this, carrying a tray, and she'd be kind of carrying like the tea in for the lady. Oh, hello. You know, that sort of, and just make a big fuss of it and sort of shiver and shake.
Oh.
I could be Miss Crawley all day long. I love her. Yeah.
Jennings says he loves how ridiculous and fun he could be with Miss Crawley and all the characters in Sing 2. Mandalit del Barco,
NPR News.